coming to you live from Plugkid Studios in beautiful Largo, Florida. We are keeping you plugged in with episode 351 of F5 Live, refreshing technology.
This week, GameSpy gets replaced with a Ranger, Xbox goes all in with original content, and Prenda Law is just a pretender in court.
You like that?
Say Nick.
Nick! I'm here.
And so am I. And it's a change. The smell's a little more normal. A little less...
I showered.
A little less... Robot-y.
Makery.
Makey. Than last week.
Makey. A little less makey.
A little less makey. And a little more new tech.
At least new glasses. Scott, I think I know why. I think it's because of this show.
This show?
This show right here.
This one here?
This one right here is part of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. I'm Nick.
And I'm Scott.
And we're here.
We are. I see us.
Feels right good.
All around.
Back under the road.
Under the road.
Oh, pre-show if you're watching live. So much fun. Hey, we are here, wherever you may be, and however you may be accessing our show, whether it be Facebook, iTunes, Zune, F5Live.tv, the podcast publisher play app available in the Windows Store, over on our live stream home at the Tech Podcast Network live stream, or of course on our apps, plugkidslive.com/apps, available on all of the Windows platform things, and webOS, because that's how we roll. It's crazy. But of course, there is one place you can go to get all of the content as it happens on your phone, computer, or tablet, or webOS TV. That's by going to F5Live.tv and clicking the subscribe buttons on the right-hand side. Audio, video, social, special events. We've had a bunch of those recently.
Indeed we have.
The Nightcap, Pilch Point. So I said, it's your turn.
I was preparing for the show, I forgot.
Pilch Point, we'll have him back on. Abram will be back on in a little bit to talk about building things. And things built from build. It's crazy. Just Microsoft. Hey, we are F5 Live, refreshing technology. The flagship show.
I will fix that.
The flagship show on the Plugkids Live family of content. Our show airs Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And it gets posted between Sunday nights and Monday mornings for your drive to work, school, or what have you. What have you. In studio quality sound. That's what it gets posted. And it's great. That's your incentive. If you want to go subscribe to the show, please do. It helps us out a lot. And you get to listen to us whenever you want to. It's absolutely fantastic. It's great. And that's your incentive. Studio quality, perfect. But if you want to listen live, there's an incentive too. And that's the fact that you can chat with us live in the studio every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern time, or whenever we do these live crazy events at 2 or Saturday. At F5Live.tv slash join us. Or Friday. Slash join us. Go there. Chat with us. There's like two chat rooms. A bunch of things. It's great.
You can also, sure, there are two chat rooms, yep, aren't there?
You can also connect with us. We're on Facebook. Guess how? I'll tell you. Plugkids Live Radio, F5 Live, Pilch Points, all there. Follow the Tech Podcast Network, TPN-Tech Podcast Network on Facebook. Or on Twitter. We're over there at Plugkids Live, or of course at Tech Podcasts. Follow us on Google Plus. That's a thing for special events, so do that too. It's great. And of course, if you chat with us live, if you want to listen live, this is the incentive too. You get to watch and experience the best post show on cable television today.
Huh.
Internet radio today.
You're getting closer.
I am. On the video tubes of things.
That'll work.
The epic award-winning PAX East defeating Nightcap. I don't know. It's not defeating PAX East.
No.
It's not.
PAX South, since it doesn't exist yet.
Right. We defeat PAX South by being here.
Yes.
What? We're the only thing in Tampa that's tech and gaming. Let's just put it out there. We defeat Tampa.
Huh.
Nightcap. The Nightcap... For those who don't know, it's a question and answer based type thing where we just talk nonsense based on a question that we don't come up with until sometimes right now. And it's fantastic because it's off the record, but recorded. We get you guys engaged. You can use the hashtag nightcap on Twitter and connect with us and tell us your thoughts on the question. And tonight, we have the question from Scott because it is his week. And he's going to nod that he's ready to give me the question so I don't delay with the things that I'm saying right now. And tonight's question is...
favorite made thing you saw at MakerCon last week?
Oh. We should just do these favorite things that we do at those events.
We should.
We really should. Because we used to at convention coverage.
We used to.
Now you're getting lazy. Just kidding.
Yeah, well... We should go back to doing it.
I'm all of the...
at the show.
If you had a toilet bowl in your room and you could do Olympic events in the toilet bowl, what would they be? I mean, I'm trying here.
Oh, you're trying,
I'm
all right.
I'm just messing with you.
You are trying.
What else? Hey, yeah. E3 is right around the corner. That's coming up. That's a thing.
It is. It's very soon.
And you mentioned PAX South. Nice. I'll just throw it out there. PAX East was this weekend. PAX South is in January, at the end of January, so all of our January will be filled, it seems.
Yeah.
We come back, we edit videos, and we go to San Antonio. I think that's how that's working.
Yeah, that's
I'm
what
not
it
sure.
Like. Yay.
That's what's happening.
It's as if they didn't look at a calendar before they scheduled that thing.
You'd think so, right? I mean, GDC was right after NAB. Just crazy
well,
things
at least
happening.
Those are...
There's no crossover.
Yeah, mostly unrelated except for us.
Right. But yeah, so a bunch of events happening. Only way to get our coverage. It's not the only way. But it's the preferred way. F5Live.tv. Go there. So yeah. We got a bunch of... real quick, just 2 seconds. Many thanks to all of the people that helped us out last week. We could not, literally, could not have done our 4.5 hour coverage without the help of several people involved. Too many to name, but I will try. I will try?
Sure.
Danielle, Ryder, Carla, of course, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
There's more. Marissa. Terry.
Well, of course, Terry, yeah.
Who am I missing? I know I'm missing people. I don't mean to miss people because I appreciate everyone.
Mark and David.
Mark and David. Perfect. And Thomas in spirit.
David actually went so far as to man a booth for somebody who came for an interview.
Ah, very good.
While they were with us. So
thank you to everyone. I promise you, we do this a lot, 351 times already, but... we could not have done what we did without the help of you guys and giving us a break for 10 minutes. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If you don't know what we're talking about, Gulf Coast MakerCon was last week. It's on F5Live.tv. Click the special events tab. You can watch each video individually. There's a 3.5 hour show broken up into 3 parts. You can watch that and listen to that too. But that's long. So go check out cool things by clicking
them. Hit them one at a time.
One at a time at your leisure.
There's very little missing from that. So.
Right. So, we got news tonight, you know, that's what we do, right? I think. We didn't do it last week, so I don't know how to do this anymore. I'm just going to do this thing over here.
And we'll see if it happens.
I feel like we know what we're doing at this point. We're over the hill. 351. You think so?
Let's see if you can pull it off.
This week's Nifty Gifties on F5 Live. Hey, they are nifty.
They're nifty gifties.
Proudly powered by the Microsoft Store. Hey, Windows XP support is ending. It has ended.
It's over.
It's over. It's
bye
done
bye.
With. But don't let
unless
your...
unless you're with the IRS.
Right.
Or the UK.
A couple of companies. It's so strange. But don't let your PC go unprotected and unsupported. Upgrade your old computer and save $100 on a new Windows 8 PC today. It's $100 in instant savings, 90 days of free support, and free data transfer. You can't beat that, and that's available at the Microsoft Store at f5live.tv/Microsoft. Keeping with the Microsoft theme, because that's what we're doing.
Yep.
We'll touch upon this. It's a follow-up from a couple weeks ago.
It's months back ago. And forth. We haven't covered this particular one before, but we have been talking about the Microsoft-Nokia merger. And some of the bumps that they've hit along the along the way. The most notable being, or the one that, that Microsoft themselves thought was going to be the biggest problem was a factory in India, which Nokia was behind on taxes on. Oops. And that one actually turned out to be pretty smooth sailing.
Right.
What did get in the way was China. So China was concerned, and particularly the Ministry of
Commerce,
the Chinese Ministry of Commerce.
MOFCOM.
MOFCOM.
It's fun.
They were concerned that Microsoft might change their business direction after purchasing the Nokia devices division, which, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, the amount of money involved here and what they're getting is fairly small compared to all the things that the company is.
Right.
But that's okay. So the MOFCOM spent a lot of time. I like that. Spent a lot of time reviewing and talking to Microsoft, talking to Nokia, trying to ensure that any agreement that either company had with the Chinese government would stay in place. And apparently they are finally convinced that that will be the case, and they have approved the merger. They were number 16 out of 16. And while the March 23rd estimated completion date has come and gone, we're not too far past it in a pretty impressive way, considering all the things that are involved in this.
It's a global thing.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
It's a pretty big undertaking. So my guess is one of the things that China was most concerned about was the Nokia Asha and the new Nokia X platforms. Because there was a lot of concern that Microsoft might just axe the non-Windows phone devices, which I didn't quite suspect. I thought maybe this thing would go through before the X came out and Microsoft may have stepped on it before it was announced.
Fair enough.
But it's been announced, and I can't imagine them backing down on it.
Right.
And so they seem to have confirmed that, no, these things are going to stay in place. The fact that it's not actually Android, that it's Android open source project, which is slightly different, and different in an important way, that they actually are not allowed access to the Play Store anymore. So it's very different. It means that they've got to maintain a store on their own, which means that Google is completely out of the picture. And since Microsoft makes a tremendous amount of money, the Chinese government estimates that Microsoft owns in their country 200 patents that are required for Android to work.
Wow.
So Microsoft makes plenty of money off of Android, so it's not terribly surprising that they would support an Android open source project handset as the middle tier between Asha and Windows Phone. So, especially with it looking exactly like Windows Phone.
Yeah, it does.
with the fast lane from Asha being your swipe to fast lane instead of swipe to full app list.
Right.
But other than that, I mean, it looks so much like Windows Phone. It doesn't surprise me that they're going to support it.
So when all is said and done, merger's happening. Yay!
It's basically
done.
all the government stuff is out of the way. Now they just need to sign some papers, probably, and somebody has to write a big check.
Yeah, that's got to happen at some point.
And then Nokia will officially be part of the Microsoft family, or at least the Nokia Devices and Services Division will be part of the Microsoft family, and Stephen Eloff will take over the Microsoft Devices business, meaning the new Lumia
sure.
division,
yep.
Surface, and Xbox hardware.
It's a big undertaking there too.
So. It's a pretty big thing that ELOP is being put in charge in of what?
Under the road.
Prepositions. We're both having trouble with them tonight. It's kind of the thing that one of the two things that Microsoft has decided they're going to focus on hard. And so to put ELOP in charge of it is a major vote of confidence. Now, we'll see how he does.
Yeah. Now, of course, this is right in between some important things for Microsoft. You have Xbox's future sitting just a couple months away at E3.
Mm-hmm.
And we just got done wrapping up with the Build conference.
Absolutely, which is Microsoft's big developer conference.
So we got to tie all this together. The past, the present, and the future. There's only one way, one man that can make that happen. I know who he is. I'll tell you about it. I'll tell you about him in just a little bit. This week's Pilch Point with Avram Pilch is proudly powered by Kraos.
And the Meteor by Kraos. The Meteor is Kraos' new smartwatch. It's a pretty cool platform. It's got different bands and different styles and colors and whatever, right? So that you can customize it the way you want it. And if you're not a big fan of watches, you can also wear it more like a stopwatch around your neck, which is really cool. And it's also designed with a lot of health features built right into it, activity trackers and that type of thing. But the best part is that it works with Android, iOS, and Windows Phone. And you can pre-order yours today by going to f5live.tv/Meteor. And that's the music. That means that it's time for the Pilch Point with online editorial director of Laptop Magazine and Tom's guide, Avram Pilch. Avram, are you there?
Yes!
Excellent.
I am.
Fantastic. It's good to have you back. It's good to have you with the new glasses there.
Yes, I figured it was time for an upgrade because my glasses were the equivalent of were about as old as Windows XP, and we know that's not supported anymore.
So you decided to stop supporting your glasses? Is that you're saying?
That's right. I can wear my old glasses, but you know, there's no security protection on them anymore.
None.
It's quite possible something could sneak in through the side or whatever, and I can't go back to the glasses store and ask for it to be fixed, whereas these can get patched.
No valence or sharing contracts. Avram, go ahead and give them your contacts, not for your eyes, but for connecting with you.
So you can connect to me through, I'm the online editorial director for laptopmag.com and tomsguide.com. You can read all of our news at those two sites. Follow me on Twitter @GeekInChief or find me on Facebook or Google+.
Fair enough. Now, Avram, real fast, don't tell me without just... Wait, tell me, but don't think about it, your favorite thing in Build.
Windows Phone 8.1... Windows Phone 8.1 Cortana.
Cortana. Every time I hear that name, that's what I hear in my head. I'm sorry.
You know that Cortana and Manos are not the same thing, right? Because you're doing the same gesture that you used to do for Rift Tracks.
No. Look.
Oh, no,
there's
yes.
a difference
there's
for
not.
Those watching. It's Manos, the hands of fate. This one is Cortana.
All right. What? So one is bouncy and one is not. Got it.
Right.
You could certainly riff at Cortana today because, you know, I got to spend a little time with her at the show. They had a room off the side where press could go and play with phones that have been updated to Windows Phone 8.1. So I got a sneak peek at it more so than just what they showed during the keynote. I got to actually sit there and play with it for a couple hours. And, you know, you could tell that it's still very much a beta product. She didn't have a lot of answers to she did a lot of things where she shuffled me to Bing as opposed to just giving me a straight answer like you often get from Google Now or from Siri, where you'd say something like, you know, who's the president of the United States, and you'd expect it to show like a picture of the president and tell it was read it to you or whatever, or who's the prime minister of Japan, or, you know, like what movies is Russell Crowe been in. These are all things I've asked Google Now just as a test, and Google Now, lickety-split, will give you a card answer, and for even more complicated things than that. And Cortana, when I used it, still wasn't quite there yet. Maybe it's because of maybe Bing's knowledge base isn't as strong as Google's, because the whole thing is powered by Bing. But what I love about Cortana, what I really, really like about Cortana are two things. One, Cortana lets you see her dossier on you. So you can't really – it's not easy to find out what information Siri has collected about you. And Google, you can sort of – you can put in certain interests for Google Now. Like you can tell it you're a Yankee fan, but it probably has already figured out, and it won't tell you what it's figured out about you. But with Cortana, there's a feature called Cortana's Notebook, very prominent. And you can go in there and you can see several different categories of information that the system has gathered about you. You can erase them, you can modify them, you can enter additional data. So you can see sort of the FBI file that Cortana is keeping on you versus Google, where it's kind of creepy and you don't really know what Google Now really knows about you and what it doesn't. You can get a really good flavor of what Cortana knows and even modify it. So I think that's pretty neat. What's still a little unclear is how much she can learn if you don't give her information. So, for example, one of the really cool features of Cortana is it supposedly knows who your family members are. So you could say to it like, hey, remind me to call my brother, or remind me to talk about my brother's dog, you know, talk to my brother about his dog. And the next time your brother calls, it will know that like your brother's, you know, John Smith, and like it's him calling. Or but when I used it and when I asked the product manager to show me how that feature worked, it was just simply a matter of here's a nickname field and I can type in any nickname for you I want, including brother, and it will recognize it. And it wasn't clear to me whether and still is not, whether the program can actually go out there and figure out from my Facebook or other places where I might have designated it who my relatives are. So it does suggest people who you've had contact with a lot, but I don't think it utilizes some of the things where you tag people on Facebook or whatever. So I think the intelligence of it could be better, but I love the fact that it knows that it lets you into sort of the back room to see what it knows about you. And the other thing that's kind of cool about it that Google Now is not doing a lot of, and Siri does do a lot of, is follow-up questions. So I remember Google Now first came out, you know, if you gave it a command after you'd given it a command, it would not remember the context of the previous command. You couldn't say something like, oh, what's the weather in Las Vegas? Oh, what'll it be like there tomorrow? It wouldn't know what there was. Cortana does do that to an extent. One of the examples that they gave during the keynote, and I verified when I was playing with it, is you can ask to have the temperature change. So you could say, what's the weather in Las Vegas? It'll tell you, and then you could say, can I now have that in Celsius? And it will flip that to Celsius. It doesn't need you to say again, can I now have the weather in Las Vegas in Celsius, because it knows what you said before. So that's contextual, which is cool. So it's got those things going for it. Also, you can type to it, which is nice. You can't type to Siri. Google Now, I guess, if you're typing to it, you're sort of doing a search. You know, if you don't want everyone to hear what you're saying to your digital assistant, you can just type it. I think Cortana is a very promising product. It's not, you know, what I've seen isn't quite there yet, but it has a lot of potential.
And it has until the summer to really get its act
get
together.
There, yeah.
Yeah. Now, one thing that the product manager told me, one of the people there, one of the Microsoft reps told me, and I don't know how accurate this is, but they said that the voice is some of the voice sampling was done by the woman who does the voice of Cortana in Halo, and some of it wasn't. So it's not 100%, what's her name, Jennifer Smith or whatever, Lawrence. I don't know the name of the person who does it, but it, some of it is the actress who does, for those who played Halo, which I am not a Halo player, the Cortana is a character in Halo, and some of the voice is done by the same woman who does the voiceover in the game, and some is not. And presumably, for other countries, you'll get other voices too. So it's not really clear to me whether, you know, I don't know yet whether, for example, in England, you're going to get a British voice like they do with Siri. What I would like to see, Microsoft, if you're listening, I think that all these folks, Google, Apple, Microsoft, what they should do is they should find a way to allow you to select a celebrity voice and pay for it or something. I mean, I think everybody would want to be able to customize the voice assistant. I think that would be kind of a neat thing for a while. Then people get sick of it, but it'd be cool for a while.
Yeah, but the problem with that is the voice that all of us would want would be Majel Barrett, and she's dead.
Snoop Dogg. I'm Snoop Lion. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, I would settle for the guy who voiced Hal. I think that would be pretty cool. That would be my voice assistant. But I don't know how much it takes to actually, how much recording it takes to get all the phrases that they need to create a voice assistant. It would be an interesting thing to try and figure out, because obviously that's a market that people would want to tap into. Some of the other neat things that we saw in Windows Phone 8.1, you know, to some extent are catching up to some of the other platforms, but they're providing things that people with Windows Phone really want. So now there's a new section called the Action Center, which does look a little bit like, quite a bit like the Android notification drawer, or the similar notification system in iOS, where when you pull down, now you're able to do about 4 quick settings and you're able to see some notifications, which is cool. You're able to get a wallpaper behind your live tiles, which is pretty cool. There's more enterprise controls, although there's always been fairly robust mobile device management in Windows Phone, but now there's some more. So it's advancing. It's getting better and stronger. But I think you also see that Nokia. The other thing I got a chance to do was attend an IKEA event there, where Stephen Elop was talking, and he was saying how he can't wait to be part of Microsoft. Well, I mean, what do you expect him to say?
This is terrible. But again, since he was with them before he was with Nokia.
Yeah, I expect he's pretty happy about it, to be honest.
Yeah, I would imagine so. I suspected when he went over there that he was a bit of a plant to begin with.
yeah, you could say that. That being said, I mean, Nokia, I talked to some of their product managers, and they're big proponents of the platform, not just of Nokia. So they're happy, for example, that there are other phones now getting into the Windows Phone space. When I was there, they had not yet announced. You know, we hear now that Samsung is coming out with a new Windows Phone. I don't think they'd announced that yet. But they were just happy that some Chinese companies were getting into the mix. They don't see it as competition. They see it as good for the Windows Phone platform. And, you know, I got a chance to take a look at the Nokia Lumia 930, which isn't going to mean much to people in the United States, because it's pretty much the Nokia Lumia icon that's on Verizon now, and it's not coming to U.S. because it's pretty much the same phone. You know, Nokia definitely showed off that they have some great hardware there in the Icon / Lumia 930, and presumably they're going to roll out more stuff in the near future. One thing I found a little bit disconcerting about it is that the new Lumia is like a 20 megapixel camera, so they're not using the full 42 megapixel sensor that they used in the Lumia 1020, which was really the best camera phone I think anyone's ever seen. But they're pretty bullish on the camera in it, and you know, they haven't ruled out maybe coming out with another phone that has 42 megapixels. So that's interesting. I think lots of good things coming for Windows Phone, and part of that is the effort to unify development for Windows Phone and Windows 8.1. Obviously, we've heard all this before, so I think we'll have to wait and see how it shakes out, how easy it is to develop for both Windows Phone and Windows 8.1 desktop to develop the same app and, you know, compile it twice or whatever it's going to take to get it out there. But they're claiming that with the new tools, it's going to be easier. And they also really made a big statement in a very brief way that it's going to be easier for users to control their own experience in Windows 8.1, because they flashed briefly on the screen a picture of a future update, which will not be Windows 9, but will be an update to the current OS that will have a start menu, a traditional start-looking start menu, but with live tiles on it, and the ability to run modern UI apps in a window.
Which we know is something that, through third-party software, has been available basically since launch, because Stardock had that product basically at the Windows 8 launch. I think you guys even wrote about it.
Yeah.
Yep, Modern Mix. And it does a great job. So if you want that functionality today, go right at, you know, Modern Mix, I think, costs $5 or something. And getting the start menu back, you can do that for free with something like Classic Shell, although my favorite start menu utility is Start A, also from Stardock. And that, I believe, also allows you to put live tiles on your start menu or something that looks like them, just like we saw. So you could say it's not a big deal if you've been using utilities, but I guess for the vast majority of people who don't go and install utilities, no matter how much sites like ours tell them to do it, this is definitely a step forward. And you have to look at the statement that they're making, which is, hey, you know, we're trying to take it back to a point where the users have more control of their experience. Now, what I'd like to see, and they didn't show, is I'd like to see the opposite. I'd like to see us able to run desktop apps and modern UI as well. Let the user just choose the shell. What I had a briefing with Microsoft before build and talked to their product managers. They didn't tell me about the start menu, but we were talking about some of the updates that they had last week with the persistent taskbar that's come back, where you can now view the taskbar in modern UI. And they said, well, you know, we realize that the user is always right, and we want the user to be able to choose the kind of UI that they want. Well, that's kind of how it was with every previous version of Windows. If you liked Windows XP like my wife does, you could make Windows 7 look a lot like XP. You could even choose like the classic start menu. If you liked DOS when Windows 95 came out, you could make it boot to the command prompt. I don't know why you would, but you could. Windows 8, I think, was the first time that Microsoft said, you know what, we're going to force a change on you whether you like it or not. And a lot of people didn't like it, and so I feel like they're going back to doing what they've always done well, which is give people a choice.
Well, Windows 95 was kind of a monumental shift in interacting with the operating system as well, but not like what Windows 8 is. So I got two things for you. One, the ability to develop between the two platforms is insanely easy. And the publish process looks like it's going to be just as easy. Single project, same view, just the same way that already in Windows 8 you support full screen and then minimize screen is how you support the phone, which is a really cool implementation. And then the other thing, I actually have a question for you. So you mentioned the pictures behind the live tiles.
Yep.
You saw it in action?
I did.
And what did you think? There's
a caveat to it. First of all, it's a little distracting. But second of all, not very well publicized is the fact that the developer has to decide whether the tile for their app is translucent. Sure. So a lot of apps will not show the wallpaper through them, including some of the built-in Microsoft apps like Office. So even amongst Microsoft's own apps, some of them will have a solid background, and you, as a user, don't have control of that.
Yeah.
So, is it a great step forward? Not really.
Okay. So, from what I've seen, and you know, I'm going to be able to see a lot more of it probably tomorrow. But from what I've seen so far, it looks so annoying that my future apps may not have transparent tiles. It's the default, but just by normal, they're transparent, but you can make them not. It looks bad enough that I may not allow it.
As a developer, I wouldn't do it either, right? I mean, it takes attention away from your app. So that's the thing. If Microsoft really wants people to be able to use it, then they probably should put the choice in the user's hand, because as a developer, you want your app to stand out, right? And so it's going to obstruct the live tile updates and whatever. So as a developer, I wouldn't want it. As a user, I don't know if I'd want it. It's an interesting question. I mean, it's a feature, so we get to write about it, and that's interesting. Whether it's actually useful is a better question. Maybe not.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's a gimmick. I mean, one of the nice things about the gimmick is you move the tiles up and down, and so the wallpaper moves behind them or whatever, but it's a gimmick. We've seen this gimmick of moving wallpapers, and this isn't even animated, on Android for a long time. You know, but they're just trying to sort of, they're trying to have something to kind of make the home screen, which is pretty uniform looking, depending on what you do with your tiles, a little bit more custom looking. There are probably other things they could do that would be more interesting. But this is kind of a minimal thing that they're doing.
I agree. I think it's more distraction and gimmick than anything. Well, Abram, thanks for talking about Build and all the things you got to see out there, because we didn't get to go this year. We're hoping to fix that next year, but it is what it is.
I hope so. I hope you guys get to come with me.
It would be fun to go play at Build together.
It would be. Well, I will talk to you guys next week.
Before you go, give them your contacts one more time.
Can't forget that.
Sure. Oh, yes. So if you want to read all about Build and the stuff I did there and some other neat stuff, including the Galaxy S5 that we just reviewed, go to laptopmag.com or go to tomsguide.com or follow me on Twitter at @geekinchief.
Thanks, Abram. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks, I think. 1 week Okey or two. Doke. Not sure. We'll talk to you then.
Okay, whatever.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.
This week's Extra Life on F5 Live is proudly powered by Origin by Electronic Arts. If you didn't know yet, Dead Space is free on the house, courtesy of EA and Origin. Enjoy the horrors of the spaceship Ishimura. Never pronounced that right the first time, but I got it. I always screw it up, but we got that. Enjoy that. If you haven't played Dead Space yet, or if you played the second one without playing the first one, now is your chance to pick it up. And if you're buying any games, EA guarantees that you will like the game. And if you don't, that's okay. A full refund is coming your way. That's right. It's the Origin Great Game Guarantee. So go find out more and go pick up your favorite games at f5live.tv/Origin. It's better to use a client like Origin or, you know, something that will exist for a long time.
Or at least you can predict might exist for a long time.
Yeah, that.
What Nick is getting at is this week it was announced, or not this week it was announced, but I don't think. GameSpy, which was a middle tier gaming platform, particularly something for developers who didn't want to build their own matchmaking engine and things like that. Similar to what Microsoft did on the Xbox One with the universal matchmaking system, GameSpy was kind of that for the PC. Well, GameSpy is going away. And this is the first time that something this big has happened since Microsoft shut down support, Xbox Live support, for the first generation of Xbox games.
It's a pretty big deal.
Which was huge. We remember the long-running Halo game.
Yep.
that they wouldn't let go until everybody's power at some point hiccuped or everybody's internet hiccuped and it finally went away and they shut down the original Xbox Live. That's all very weird. So what's happening here is about 70 well-known, not all well-known, but 70 titles are going to be completely without their online matchmaking services. Some of them being big names, Battlefield 1942 and 2142, the original Borderlands, Civilization 4, Crysis, and obviously a lot more. But those are some really big names. I mean, Crysis is the game that was used to determine whether or not a video card was worth having for the longest time.
Can it run Crysis? That was always the question.
And at what setting can it run Crysis at? Was really the question. And so these games are going to be left completely without their online support. Kind of. So, anytime, like we say, anytime something sucks, there's a product that can be found there. And so the product in this particular case is a thing called Game Ranger. Game Ranger is a game spy, but not official. It runs as a client on the computer, and it kicks in when Game Spy should be kicking in. It takes over and runs the matchmaking and voice services and all of that. And it is able to support all but possibly maybe a dozen of the 70 games, ironically Crysis being one of the ones that they're not sure about.
Yeah.
But it's not bad. I mean, the thing is able to support, it supports more than 500 games. There's a free mode, there's a silver and a gold. And the silver's like, I don't know, $10 a month or $20 a month, and the other one's $30 or something like that. So you get all the voice services and all the matchmaking and all the things that Game Spy won't have anymore. This guy is able to support. Now, this thing's been around since 1999, but it hasn't been needed quite the way it is now.
Yeah.
Until now. So it's kind of cool. So if you are a big fan of one of the many, many games that's all of a sudden going to have its plug pulled out from under it, there is an option. Check out Game Ranger.
It's a huge list on Reddit. Yeah. The link's in our article. A lot of people are upset. Good news is the list keeps updating with definitely affected and probably not affected games, so you can kind of keep in the know if your favorite game is going to come under some fire and if there's a solution for you.
And some of the developers are actually working to patch to replace Game Spy in-game. Arma 2, for example.
And that's a pretty big title.
That developer right now is working on replacing it themselves and pushing out a patch so that you won't have to use any third party whatever. It'll just keep working for you. So
perfect.
We'll see that. But yeah, Reddit is like the source of information on this. If you want to know what games are affected, the link is in the article.
Yep. This week's news from the tubes on F5 Live is proudly powered by RiffTrex.
Make fun of movies or let the professionals do it for you because that's what they get paid for. The guys who used to do Mystery Science Theater 3000 are back and doing what they do best, making fun of, well, movies and occasionally National Geographic specials. From blockbusters to Super Mario Brothers or many of the old Batman and Robin movies, they've got a little bit of everything. For the normal way, it's $3 or $4. You download the MP3, play it along with your DVD, Netflix, Hulu, or apparently sometimes National Geographic, and laugh. And sometimes they have live events, and the next one, they're doing it twice because they know how big it's going to be. July 10th
and 15th.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They are doing Sharknado.
Sharknado!
We will be there, and you should too.
Probably both times.
It's quite possible to find out the films that are available and when and where you can see the Riff Tracks live. You can go to f5live.tv/
Riff Tracks with an X.
So, keeping with Riff Tracks for just a moment.
Yeah.
Birdemic.
Yeah.
I finally watched this week.
Oh, did you?
Oh, my God.
I still have not had the luxury of doing such. But I can't wait.
One of the worst movies I've ever seen, ever, which is impressive because I've seen Plan 9.
Yeah.
This thing was bad. The movie, the full title is Birdemic Shock and Terror.
Okay.
It is a 90-minute movie, and it was 33 minutes in before we saw the first bird.
Okay.
The whole first half hour was about this guy seeing a girl he knew in high school and asking her out, and then his company being bought by Oracle, and something about
a pizza. I don't know.
Sex and basketball. It didn't ever quite make sense. And then the birds attack, and I think they kidnapped two kids and hid in a hotel for a while and then had a picnic on the beach. It's a really terrible movie. The first 6 minutes or so of the movie is just him driving in his blue Mustang.
Okay.
It's slowly.
Insane.
Like 5 miles an hour. Twisty roads. Oh, it's terrible. And the riff makes it watchable in a wonderful, wonderful way.
I do not know anything about that movie, but I do know that Killer Shrimp and Friends was great. Absolutely great on Nat Geo.
Okay.
Fantastic. That riff was amazing. I enjoyed Killer Shrimp. I enjoyed even more Killer Shrimp and Friends. The riffed version. I watched Killer Shrimp one time.
Wow.
I've seen that documentary.
That might bother me more.
Having that context made it better. Wow. Made it better. It
yeah.
was great.
Watching Birdemic by itself?
No, probably not.
You wouldn't have made it through it. Anyway, something just as terrible. It's Copyright Trolls and Prenda Law in particular. We've talked about them a couple of times in the past. They are the pornography trolls who seem to somehow acquire the rights to certain porn titles and then sue over them.
It's so crazy.
But the way they sue, as it turns out, might be by posting the torrents themselves and then suing the people who download them from them, which is a bait, and therefore they can't do that. So they've been through court many, many times. They haven't really won. It's a little bit like Rhea, and they're suing the old woman with the Mac for using LimeWire or something that was only a PC
right.
thing, which was wonderful. It's like the same kind of stupidity happening here. The three people who are involved pretend that they're not, and then they are. And but you guys own this organization that owns that one. That no, we don't. Here's your business filing. Sure, you do. No. So they're currently in court on one of many appeals that are in process, and the judges are not taking any crap. I have posted in the article a link to the audio of the opening statements.
So great.
For the actual oral arguments. And when their lawyer speaks, the judges, one of them in particular, keeps breaking in kind of a wonderful way. Because Judge Sykes is just not going to put up with their crap. And so one of the questions that she asks, she says,
Can you describe to me in 25 words or less what the relationship is among these various firms? Steele, Hansmeyer, PLLC, Prenda Law, and Alpha Law. And they're the three that are kind of, they pop up here and there. Oh no, we're not involved in that. It literally has your last name in it. And their lawyer said, I can't, Your Honor. I don't know. I don't know what it is today. I don't know what it was a year ago. And her response is the best. Three words. That is shocking. So the whole point of this particular appeal is that they received sanctions for being idiots in their last case. And they're appealing the sanctions. And he claims that the last judge actually made his rulings based on information he found on the internet. And so Judge Diane Wood, who is one of the other three, there are three judges because it's a federal appellate court. She said, no, here's a whole list of lies that you told in court. They're documented. Here they are. I can't quite tell if you guys are stupid or not. She accused them of trying to hold 6,600 people hostage.
Yep.
Because the case involves one guy who they claim had somehow conspired with these 6,600 people who he had never heard of before to distribute the content, which obviously no, as it turns out, no, maybe they distributed the content. It's all wonderful. It's the most ridiculous case ever. And I am so glad that we get to cover it.
Yeah.
Because every time Prenda shows up with some sort of a press release or something in my feed, I know I have to write about it because these people are so stupid.
It's crazy.
You just can't believe it.
So you'll be keeping everyone up to date.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Because I've got to keep myself up to date.
You gotta know.
It's wonderful.
It's like the best sitcom ever.
I have a Google alert for Prenda Law, and I'm not kidding.
One of the few times you use Google. It's for the alerts.
It's wonderful. I love every time I get something. I'm like, oh, yes. Yeah. What stupid thing did they do this time?
Fair enough.
Well, they lied in a federal court. That was a good idea. They used their own personal internet to both upload the torrents and go onto copyright web forums and post pro-Prenda comments. Oh, and to access their company's GoDaddy account.
Gotta love it.
Oops.
Yeah, that's not gonna
work. Morons.
This week's DRM Not Included on F5 Live is proudly powered by Xbox Music.
Whether you've got iOS, Android, Windows Phone, Xbox, or just a web browser, you can use Xbox Music on any of those platforms. For $14.99 a month, you get unlimited streaming, unlimited downloads for the life of your subscription. But we've got a deal for you. For $99.99, you can get a full year, which is a pretty great deal.
Yeah.
Significantly cheaper than paying by the month. So, no matter what platform you have the ability to play unlimited music by going to f5live.tv/Xbox Music. I watched Shatner today, and it appears to be affecting my speech pattern.
It was a little bit there. Keeping in the Xbox theme, might as well. Xbox is the center of your entertainment in the living room. Fact. What is also a fact is we were told a little bit ago we were going to get original content, original programming for Xbox, Xbox 360, Xbox One, what have you. Now we have the details.
Xbox Video.
Xbox Video.
Which is available on several platforms.
From Xbox TV Studios, which Nancy Tellem, former CBS corporate exec, took over. So 19 months now they've been working on putting together a package of great things to take on Amazon Instant Video, Hulu, Netflix, all the original content on those platforms.
Such as the Halo series.
Right. And we knew about that.
Because that was announced at E3 last year?
Yeah, last year E3. But now we have a couple more that I want to share with you. So, what do we got? A show called Humans, which is a take on an Australian drama that they've turned into a sci-fi thriller. I've seen the trailer for the Australian crazy thing.
Okay.
It is a sci-fi thriller about humanoid robot workers, written by a British award-winning duo, Sam Vincent and Jonathan Breckley. It's present day, but a different universe. And everybody has to have this special robot called the Synth. It's a butler. It's Bitterman.
Robot. Everybody has to have one.
You got
to
have one. Okay. Everyone wants to have one. You have to have the latest gadget.
Oh, it's not
by law.
Okay.
But you have to have one.
Got it.
You got to have it. It's a thing, you know?
Got it.
Got to have the robot. And as you can guess, the bots become self-aware and try to destroy the world. Go.
Okay.
It's like they listened to our nightcap a couple weeks ago.
It's iRobot.
A little bit of that. What? Looking at the trailer from the thing they said it's based on, it looks interesting.
Okay.
It could be really cool. Well,
iRobot's an awesome story.
Yeah.
So.
Microsoft partnered up with UK's Channel 4 to bring that to us.
Okay. Is it going to be available only in the UK, or is it going to be worldwide?
It will be worldwide.
Really?
Yes. Well, major markets.
That's worldwide.
And Xbox 360 and Xbox One.
Okay. The only reason I ask is Channel 4 is, a government thing, so it's weird that they would do something for not their people.
I don't know what the syndication is over in the UK, but I know we'll have it here.
Alrighty.
And that's all that matters to me. We'll also see, with the World Cup coming up in June, right around that time, we'll see an unscripted show surrounding the sport of street soccer called Every Street United. Street soccer is popular in different places. There'll be a unscripted show around that.
Is street soccer what it sounds like?
Yes. Okay. Play soccer in the street.
Got it. Is it an organized or more like a pickup thing?
Yep.
Okay, so there's a little bit of both?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
I've played one street soccer game ever. It's crazy.
Okay.
You can play with walls on both sides, and you play off the walls and off the back walls if you have them. It's craziness.
Okay.
There was a whole game EA made called FIFA Street. It was a street soccer game. It was FIFA branded, but street soccer.
Really?
With soccer stars as the characters in the street soccer. It was really cool.
Okay.
It's nuts. So there'll be a show for that. What else we have? A tech-focused documentary series brought to you by award-winning producers Simon and Jonathan Chin.
Which we know about. We've talked about that on the show before.
We will have the entire live coverage of the Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival brought to us by Xbox TV Studios.
Okay.
Which is really cool. We will also have complete after-performance interviews using Skype technology, of course, from the Bonnaroo Festival. So you can use Skype and have the interviews. Sarah Silverman and Michael Sarah's Jash Comedy Group.
Yikes.
Has brought on to deliver a comedy sketch show and a stop motion show with Stupid Buddy Studios, which is the team, as you remember, behind Robot Chicken.
Yes.
So really cool there. I'm excited for the second show. I don't know about the first show. And there's a pilot ordered for an unscripted series called Fearless, which is an Australian Navy bomb clearance diver. I know, Australian again, but he is an Australian Navy bomb clearance diver who lost his limbs, some of them, in a shark attack, and now wants to change the world by helping people. There is literally something for everyone. And I can say that for the first time with 100% truth. There is something for everyone.
What?
You want to try again? It's unscripted.
It's unscripted. Okay.
Show called Fearless. An Australian Navy bomb clearance diver.
Okay.
Loses his limbs in a shark attack. I don't know how many.
Okay, so for a living, he basically kicks bombs underwater, and a shark is what
took him out.
He lost his limbs to. Okay, just trying to get all the details.
He wants to change the world and the lives of others in a positive way.
All right.
For me to watch the pilot, at least.
I look forward to that.
Because the pilot will give me half of the backstory. And the second episode, if ordered, will give me the second half of the backstory. That's tailored depending on the success of the first half from the pilot. So what we got.
He's Australian. But yes, he has a like super French name.
Yeah, Paul De Gelder.
maybe that's more Swedish?
You would think so. I looked and to see if it was Austrian. It was not. I double checked.
Just to verify.
Oh, I had to. I had to.
All right.
And I'd like to share that most of these shows, if not all of these shows, will have some sort of level of interactivity.
No kidding.
Through Smart Glass or through the docking feature on Xbox One, whatever the case may be. So a step up over the competition, just sure, by nature, because you can do things. It is rumored that with the Bonnaroo Festival, all of the guests and performers you can interact with through Skype, through a chat that they're going to try to load through Smart Glass. It's the rumor. But it's completely possible with all the Microsoft technology.
Sure.
So that excited me.
Wow.
They are ready to take on the world. I said this at E3, and I'll say it again. You could say what you want about what you liked and didn't like about the console for gaming, but it wasn't just a console for gaming.
Right.
And the gaming was going to come, but there was a focus for casual people to get in on next generation, and it's through stuff like this. This is why Xbox One is a thing. And it's not just a gaming console.
This is crazy.
It's nuts. So a lot of original content. With Nancy Tellum at the helm, I kind of trust where we're going. She told us. So
every time I hear her name.
I made the reference the first time I mentioned her name and in the article, and I won't make it. I was like, Nancy Tellum. She told us, in parentheses. I don't know what I said, but...
As Tellum tells us.
Yeah, as Tellum tells us. Yeah, that's it.
It's a line all by itself.
Yep.
Tellum tells us.
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah, that's good. Not where I go with it every time I hear it.
Soulja Boy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that too. Soulja Boy, Tellum. Are they related? No, one makes good content and one doesn't.
There you go.
Nancy makes the good content. Just for clarification, Nancy makes the good content. But I'm excited. This will be fun for everyone. Every Street United will be free to Xbox One and Xbox 360. It has not been decided if the others will be free.
Okay.
They are working on the business models for them as we speak. And there are over a dozen other shows in the wings waiting to pull the trigger at the right time, she said. Bloomberg got to do a walkthrough of the studio in L.A. And she was just saying stuff. And they're rolling. He's like, this was the best thing ever.
She's just saying stuff.
But she's walking through the different areas. Oh, this is our chalkboard for our latest unscripted drama that doesn't have a name, and it's got like characters and a plot, and like done. And then next thing, and here's the other thing we're looking at.
It's unscripted. There wouldn't be characters or a plot.
Whatever. Number one, unscripted is unscripted, but it has people. I don't know.
Yeah, just not characters, people.
But I saw the drawing boards, and it was like really cool because she's just saying things off the cuff. And then moving to the next thing. He's like, yeah, let's keep talking. Yeah, huh? Dozen more shows.
Wow.
Just waiting.
All right.
This is six to start. Enjoy. Literally, again, something for everyone. I feel like we'll see what we did with Amazon. Maybe voting for your favorite shows. What's doing really well, what's not, and then picking from there.
Second season, they're not doing the votes
for
Amazon.
Okay.
They've just... They picked I think, four new series.
Cool.
That they announced this week.
Very good. More media news for you. That's our show.
It is.
That was fun. Many thanks to Abram with his new OK glasses. They're OK. Not bad.
The Oklahoma glasses.
The Oklahoma glasses. The Sooner glasses. F5Live.tv. Click subscribe on the right-hand side. Audio, video, social, special events, and the things.
Huh.
There's like six feeds. Nightcap coming up.
Yes.
Stay tuned for that. Follow us on Twitter at Plugins Live, at Tech Podcasts, Google Plus, Facebook, all those things. And yeah, another packed show. Next time we spin this back thing around. Prepositions.
Yeah.
Whatever. On behalf of the staff that's not here.
Hold on, before we do that.
Oh, wait, yeah, go ahead.
We won't be here next week.
Oh, yes.
Next week is Easter.
It is Easter. There's that. Sorry. But there is content next week. So on the special events feed, there'll be a thing. Probably on like Monday. I don't know.
Yep.
Can't say too much yet. I don't know what I'm allowed to say. So.
I think we're probably allowed to say it. It's been press released.
True. We could probably say the second part. I don't know if we can say the first part yet. We are reviewing a show.
Yes.
At Mahaffey Theater in St. Petersburg. And you will tell them about the show right now.
Yeah. It is the international premiere right here in our
backyard.
It's just crazy. It's an international tour of video game music. Now, it's not video games live. It's different. Video games live was more of a rock type thing, whereas this is full orchestra. And so we're going to get to cover that from the Mahaffey Theater, which will be fun.
Yep.
Because we used to do a lot of work at the Mahaffey.
We did.
So it'll be fun.
And I love the theater as it is.
Yeah, I do too.
Theater.
So it'll be fun to be back there. We get to spend a good portion of the afternoon at the theater before the show.
Yes. There's some special things lined up.
So it'll be pretty cool.
So we'll have some content, one or two or three pieces to bring to you.
Yep. That'll show up next week, but we will not be live next Sunday because it's Easter. And I think that officially ends our former special because that's 2 years in a row. We didn't do it last year.
Intriguing. But that's okay.
I think it's fine
because
the show has changed enough.
And there's a certain show that isn't here anymore.
Yeah, we don't have to.
So we don't have to compete. And it proves that we were better.
It's true.
On behalf of the staff that's not here, I'm Nick.
And I'm Scott.
And we'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Ciao.
One better in letter
and number.
It's Esquire now.